Les, tell us, just for starters, a bit about your role here at the Allen Potash Mine.
Yeah, my role here as general manager, I oversee the mine site, surface and underground, and just basically support my team and build a team and to safely produce potash.
Now, I think about this. We just took a tour of the caves, and it's not what you expect if you've never been down there before, I feel like. I think a lot of us were very surprised at the network and just the intricacies of everything you guys have been doing there for, what is it, 60-plus years now?
Yeah, here, 55-plus years. Yep.
I mean, talk about that. Just some of the extensive, the tunnel system, you know, a typical Canadian potash mine, just some of those inner workings underground that most people don't know about.
Yeah, we're a kilometer underground mining potash. It's a soft rock, so our ore consists of two-thirds salt, one-third potash with a little bit of clay. And it's not, you know, it's quite roomy down there. The drifts are quite large. There's development mining and production mining, so there's the development side is where there are our long-term travel ways and belt line entries that we maintain long-term. And then the production panels are having higher extraction ratio. And one production panel is roughly 1 million tons of ore. And you mine a production panel, get out of it as quick as you can, and just let it close in over time. And you maintain your development entries. But the mine, our mine has grown significantly over the years. The footprint is roughly 20 kilometers by 14 kilometers. So it covers a large area. And that's over five and a half decades of mining.
How do you choose what methods to use mining down there?
The original design basically is based off of coal mining. So our mining machines were originally coal mining machines, and they've been modified slightly for potash mining as we learned over the decades. But it's a soft rock, so it's coal mining was probably the closest equivalent to potash mining. So that's where the equipment originated from.
You were talking about this just a little bit ago to the entire group, but talk about the community role that Nutrien has here with all the different potash mines and the benefit to Saskatchewan. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, our site here at Allen, we have close to around 680 employees. So our annual payroll is around $130 million, and those are people that are living and working here in Saskatchewan paying taxes in Saskatchewan and contributing to the local community. So that's a huge impact. And then also, our Indigenous impact. We hire Indigenous contractors. Our target is, if they're 50% owned or have over 15% boots on the ground. And so we spend about $50 million a year just with local Indigenous owned or hires contractors. So that's a big impact as well with the economic reconciliation with our Indigenous community. And then just our community investment, just supporting the local community. We've donated our old fire truck to Allen, the local town, and also donate money to things like their community arena and things like that.
You know, I think a lot of farmers know the importance of potash to agriculture. Maybe sometimes, though, the general public doesn't understand the importance of the work you guys are doing here. It plays such a critical role in the agriculture supply chain, doesn't it, Les?
Yeah, for sure. I grew up on a farm, and I've seen the difference between, not applying fertilizer and applying fertilizer, and it's huge. It's amazing how much of a difference it is. And without fertilizer, we wouldn't be able to feed 8 billion people on this earth. And potash has an important role because it prevents disease in the plant and just improves the health of the plant. So the three main ingredients, nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium, which is potash.
I'd like to ask, just going back to the economic impact, I was asking some of your employees, and it sounds like everyone we hear from, I've been here for 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, and I asked about the turnover rate. It seems like it's pretty low. You've got a lot of long-timers and people that really make a career of this.
For sure, yeah. We have a low turnover rate. I think right now we're about 4%, which is pretty low. We pay well. Our annual operating budget is $350 million a year. Annual capital budget is $200 million a year. So we do inject a lot of money into the province and the local community. And, you know, our trade rate right now is roughly about $60 an hour. So our employees are paid well, and they tend to stay long-term.
And after going through here, I mean, my goodness, we're talking about going down in mines every day, or we're talking about going through that mill every day. It has to be about more than the pay, right? Like, seems to me like you're treating some folks pretty well, and they're just happy to be here.
For the most part, I think, yeah, they are. It's interesting work. You know, potash mining is pretty unique. So there's a variety of work every day, and it's quite interesting and technical, and I think a lot of people get a lot out of that, more than just the pay side. And, you know, we're really fortunate with Allen being located so close to Saskatoon. It's only a half-hour drive, so, you know, you're working in a mine, and you're only a half an hour from a large center, so where you can be home every night with your family. Like, that's the best of both worlds, because typically mining are in remote areas, but that's not the case for the potash mines near Saskatoon here.
And I think, you know, the family aspect, safety is so important to you guys here at Allen, and it was stressed to us, you know, so much about going down on the mine and having your PPE equipment, and I've seen signs, you know, making sure folks go home to their family every night. And I think that's an important piece to talk about as well, just the amount of safety precautions that you guys have here on site at the Allen Mine.
Yeah, safety is our number one core value. And I've been here for 29 years, and it's amazing how the safety culture has evolved over the years. And, well, you've seen in your tour, there's a lot of hazards in mining, and but the folks do a great job at mitigating those hazards and dealing with them. We have, our safety program here is kind of composed of three pillars. We have three committees, the Occupational Health and Safety Committee, and our ASAP Committee, which is a peer-on-peer observation, and then our Serious Injury and Fatality Prevention Committee, where they go out and look for any serious injury or fatality potential in routine work. So all those three committees, they generate a lot of good corrective actions, and we're just, you know, dealing with those and just constantly driving that safety culture. But it's evolved significantly over the decades.
And they were mentioning to me when I was asking about that, there's a lot of, it's kind of like farming. It's a bit generational in a sense. You've got a lot of generations coming through here too, right?
We do, yeah. We do have generational employees. For example, our training manager, Jason Arnston, his son works here, and his dad's retired, but his dad worked at the Corey mine. And we've got the Bame family, where Justin Bame, his dad works here. And his first cousin is a manager over at Corey. And, yeah, so especially with small communities here, you get multiple generations working at these mines.
I want to get your take on this, because I wasn't aware of it, how much potash comes from this piece of the world right here in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, Saskatchewan has the largest potash deposit in the world and the highest quality. So and that's just in Saskatchewan. So we produce over 20 million tons coming out of Saskatchewan alone, out of a 70 million ton market. So that's a significant percentage.
And how quickly it can go from being mined to being being ready to go?
Oh, from original construction of a mine? Yeah, that's at least a 7-year process, or probably a 10-year process if you include exploration and whatnot, between design, construction, and getting down and developing a mine. You know, and then that ramp up is quite slow, because you got to mine space to bring equipment down and build it and find homes for it. It's a long process.
Well, it's amazing to think about, too. Nutrien has multiple mines up here in this area in Saskatchewan, and just that speaks to the global impact that Nutrien has when it comes to potash production, you know, in general. And we've heard it a couple of times, a lot of, especially here at Allen, a lot of what you guys are producing is exported out of Canada, Asian countries, you know, things like that. That's where a lot of the product here goes. It goes out to PNW and overseas.
Yeah, yeah. The bulk of the product here at Allen goes via Compotex overseas. Big customers would be Southeast Asia, China, India, Brazil. So yeah, our product goes all over the world, and it makes a difference. Our CEO shared a story. He went to visit a palm oil plantation in Southeast Asia, and the local farmer there was just telling the story how potash increased their yields, which enabled him to send his kid to a better school because he made more money because of the greater yields that potash and fertilizer provided. So there's impacts like that you'd never think of.